paragraph 75, clause 75, paragraph 6, you are including the beneficiary of a special trust to clarify that the beneficiary in that case is the beneficiary of a special trust. And then clause 76 and 77, Gloria came to ask me, those are the capital gains tax exemptions dealing with the land donated in terms of the land and the national development program. So you remember, Honorable Left asked said in the donation tax exemption, they were to make a consensual amendment to the capital gains tax. Those clause deal with that. And clause 78. There we are correcting the reference by taking out, by including J instead of only K. And then clause 79, there we are clarifying the definition of market value. And then clause 80. And then clause 80 is part one of the nine schedules, whereby we are clarifying, yes, we are clarifying taking out further education and basic education to have continuing on education. And then the next paragraph, then we are clarifying more educational activities that will qualify for the public benefit exemption, PBO exemption. Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's market value for capital gains tax purposes, because it's the A schedule. The market value is defined in the CGT. Market value of a share, oh, yes. That is shares that are traded.
So then, it's not going to be classified as shares. What is the concept of the engine?
No, this is another provision.
It doesn't apply to the same situation.
No.
So we're still not be referred to as shares.
Yes, what happens?
As a immovable asset.
Immovable property does not mean shares. Shares are regarded as immovable property. So what we're going to do, we have to take into account shares. We're going to take into account recent tests in this case to clarify the definition of immovable property in those scenarios.
So that's the one that we take into account in relation to chapter 25 of the Constitution when it relates to market value.
Okay. No, the market value is taking market value for capital gains tax.
Okay, that's
clear. Clause 81, we introduced here an anti-avoidance measure, general anti-avoidance measure for the customs.
Yeah, I mean, this one is covered quite a lot, so please support this one. Can we say that Zakir Lander thinks that we want to see more of these measures? I mean, that's committed across, not just our committee, but several committees. We have to get tough on it.
And then clause 82. Normally the minister will pass custom schedule amendment, they make amendments by custom, so we are putting those amendments into the act. And clause 83, the amendment of the
And Rakele, don't join this Zulu class. It's not worth it.
You get marginalized and you get demonized.
Yeah.
Clause 82. Clause 82.1a, the first one, we're removing a comma before one, between exceed and 120. And you put the comma after 120. The second one is a big amendment, which in 2014 we made an amendment relating to the National Input Tax on Goods Containing Gold, whereby we're removing the abuse. So taxpayers told us that we have this amendment had unintended consequences on other second-hand goods, so we are correcting that. And then clause 84, we align the tax charging provisions. Remember the one that said the constitutional issue, then this is now the best tax charging provision. And clause 85, in the VAT Act, we are allowing municipal entities to account for VAT on the payment basis where the supplies
are
made.
Are you 84 or are you 85 now?
On 85. 84 is the tax, we are aligning the tax charging provision.
Mm-hmm.
We have to align it on all the tax acts. So we've done it on SAQ, we've done it on Section 5 of the Income Tax Act, now we're doing it on Section 7 of the VAT Act. And then clause 85 is allowing municipal entities to count VAT not on invoice, to account for VAT not on invoice basis but on payment basis where the supply is more than 100,000. And clause 86.
What
is this one? Is this one? No, they wanted it. This one. I think the one that maybe I think about is one for the SABC whereby we made them on payment basis in terms of invoice basis for the TV licenses. And then clause 86, section 77.
Sorry, Anna, I just need to make sure that I understand that. Okay. No, okay, go on, Anna.
No, I can't, it's all right. Shop steward.
No.
No, I'm not going to
have
seen you.
No, I've reflected, Chair, not because you've, I'm always tempted to say something. No, she must proceed, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine, no
problem. I'm fine.
No, yes, yeah.
Okay. Clause 87, goods lost or destroyed or damaged. Here, we are making the best act to have the commissioner to have discretion to exempt from VAT goods that are lost or destroyed or damaged by fire. This exemption is already available in the Customs Act, so we are extending it to the VAT Act. And then clause 88.
But why specifically fire?
So
it's not just fire.
Sorry.
Because
I
live below a reservoir, so I have to live
below.
No, only it's the goods that I have in the customs website.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying to you, when you mentioned fire, immediately, I know we're talking about customs, but I just thought, why are they excluding water? Especially the shipment and things. This is being three different.
Yeah, so giving my check.
Only the committee can do that.
I will not tell you are correct. After we had the plate is missing, you might have felt like a mafia mayor.
Parliamentary committee, we can say no, based
based on our popular engagement to public hearings and so on, we think these schools should be prioritized, not carbon taxes, maybe public procurement, preferential procurement, because that's more important. Similarly, what is happening now, the first time I see this, the committee is feeling now that we must tell you what
you
we...
just giving an example of the
car. Yeah, sure.
No,
this is a example because you're bringing that to our head. So let me also say, we are now beginning to say, that we as a committee want these bills to look, these are the policy issues, these are the proposals, we don't have the technical capacity, but you know, let's see, we don't care about that business. So this is what we would like, and you go to prove to us you can't do it, and why. So there's three, I really think what happened now in the last, well, intervention being, we've been here for about 3.5 hours or so, right? I think this is very good what's happening. It's very encouraging, I must say. Come from the ordinary members, not a community of my experience or time. But you know, it's coming from the members. And I think it's very good to be alerting into that. I think it's very good. And I think we should insert that into the debate, of course. So having said that, I would like to suggest where we go from here. Given that we only finished the one book and there's the other one, I just want to ask members. This one is a little easier to process. Am I correct? So these two and we can do it fast. So I'm guided by the members. We are teaching towards saying we're not voting on this on Thursday afternoon. I was going to ring you with him, but maybe we should spend 5 minutes after this meeting, the three of us, and if any one of the ASMs was probably more than welcome to discuss that. But what I want to say is, given that we also have to finalize the report, given that we've been here since 10 o'clock, given that Zakhel is new, I want to suggest that, and given that we're not voting on this bill on Tuesday, that's very likely, but I will explain to you what I'm trying to do by moving in that direction, but the decision will be made later tonight. It's likely to go that I don't think we need to look at this now, because then, you know, we're a bit afraid and tired and so on. So we do it a little bit tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But my intent is all the tech stuff, it could get done within an hour and a half. So the remaining hour and a half, we start with the Twin Peaks for that.
Okay.